na 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 na. Fancy Nancy, she's got it all.
I've got it all. Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in today. And we're going to have a little music and have a little play. I never know what to be in with. Let's see. All right. I got a couple of announcements that I'll be making during the show, and we'll do it like that. I always like to start with a little Tom Carosa because, well, he's fun.
Big ideas. This beach comes to an end. There's only just so much sand and one last wind to ascend. It's finite beach. It ain't Times Square. It's within reach. So meet me there. It kind of feels surreal. And yet I'm starting to peel. Cozy behind that rock. If they find us there, they're in for one big shock. We brought a bottle and blanket. It's time we spread it and drink it. Give me some nice driftwood. I'm glad I found you. I'm glad you found me. On Finite Beach, where love can dance free. I got a new pair of trunks. And they can't wait to spelunk.
love Tom Carosa and his wicked sense of music and funny. Anyway, TomCarosa.com, check him out there. Find more of his work, his art, everything that he does. The man himself. Yes, okay. Also, I'm looking forward to reading. I just got a copy of a new book. It is right here in front of me, and it's called Udder, U-D-D-E-R, Uproar, by Kathy Perkins. And you want to check that out. I'm going to read it this week, and I'll let you know. We'll see if we can try and get her on the show. And you can get it on Amazon and at Walmart. Udder, U-D-D-E, dash, cacao udder, Uproar. I'm looking forward to reading it. All right, so check her out. You can also check her out at Kathy P. Mackey. Let me see, what do we got here? She's on Twitter, Kathy P. Mackey, and she's everywhere. Instagram, Hacky Kathy Mackey. It sounds like a song. All right, check out her new book, okay? That would be, and it's published by Accents Publishing, okay? Twitter, Uproar. Go to Walmart, get a copy. Go online, get it now. Read it before I do. Win a prize. Okay, I'm going to read it very fast, though, so don't get too cocky about that. All righty. Let's see. What are we going to go here? How about a little Jackie Martling, quick joke? I don't know. I'm afraid to press something if I don't know how long it is. I'll just do a quick joke. Here we go.
A lady walks into the drugstore and says to the pharmacist, I need to buy some cyanide to kill my husband. He says, lady, I can't sell you cyanide to kill your husband. You'll go to jail. I'll go to jail. You're crazy. She reaches into her purse, takes out a picture, hands it to the pharmacist. It's a picture of her husband in bed with the pharmacist's wife. The pharmacist says, you didn't tell me you had a prescription.
Check out Jackie the Joke Man. I love him. All right. Now, Jen Kwok.
Just wanted to talk. This is the joint right here. You see me in my short skirt and heels, I know you want this. Look at it. You're looking pretty good yourself in a striped shirt and khaki? Stain resistant from the gas? Nice. The way you're sweating, I can tell that you know what you want. But I got something better than that.
Okay, it's my- my turn again.
I'm gonna talk, you're gonna talk. I'm gonna put my feelings in you so hard. Gonna get so deep inside your psyche that your therapist is gonna be jealous. Want you to touch me with your personal anecdote. Tell me about your childhood.
Vision board, I made it and it's full of my visions for the future. I'm an ENFP. I love cupcakes. So, same time next week?
Jen Kwok, check her out too. I know so many talented people. All right, what do we got going on here? It's time for Jabok. February 6th, this Tuesday, Eric Vedder and Michelle Carlo. Going to have a good night of readings. Most emerging authors and storytellers, including Dr. Leona Godin, Jillian Thomas, and more. This is going to be at Word Up Community Bookshop in Washington Heights at 7 p.m. For No Name at Word Up Super Story Party. Mouthful. The show will also include a magic hat open mic where the audience can sign up for a chance for 4 minutes of stage time to share their own stories. There you go. Admission is free. Donations always welcome. Mask and proof of vaccinations required. Word Up Community Bookshop. It's on the corner of 165th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. For more info, go to wordupbooks.com. Wordupbooks.com or call 347-688-4456. WordUpBooks.com. Go, Eric Vedder. Go, go, go. All right. Gosh, I can't wait till summer comes, too. I tell you, Jackie Martling, he just cracks me up. What can I say? I've got so many talented people here. Monty Python, Before Saturday Night Live. There's a group called Zooms. That actor Peter Sellers in it, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, and they did parodies. And actually, Monty Python said they were inspired on. Now, this was just a radio show, so they are highly imaginative. Let me pick one of their things to play for you. Here we go.
There's somebody in. We must evacuate them at once. Right, sir. I'll knock.
Lieutenant, I'll knock. I'm senior to you.
All right, sir.
Remember, I'm a guards officer.
Yes, sir.
Now, lift me up to the knocker.
Right?
Hop!
Knock away, sir.
A moment, only I can't hear what Miss Bannister is trying to tell me. I wonder what they wanted.
Minnie? Yes, Henry?
What was it you were saying?
I Thank you.
Lagoons. You can look them up. They're brilliant. But it was all done on radio, so you're not going to find a lot of visuals on them. All right, I guess time to remind you that my books are available on Amazon. Pocketful of Confidence, Our Musings, and Comedy Shorts, Keep Your Pants On, as well as my music. You can download one song, download them all. God bless you. All right, now a little comedy. Me, live at the Friars Club.
Nancy Lombardo.
Well, I learned a lot, Jamie. I didn't know that you guys didn't camp.
Oh, wow.
You know, my idea of camping out, actually, I don't camp either, is a hotel with no mini bar. That's crazy talk. I'm not going in there. I've been on a lot of TV shows, I have. But it's always the same scene. I have been on, go down the list. I have been on numerous films, TV shows, and movies, and always in a funeral scene. Always in a funeral scene. I've been on all the Law and Orders in funeral scenes. I've been on The Sopranos in two funeral scenes and a funeral lunch. Oh, I was in a movie, Christopher Walken, called The Funeral. I was in the movie The Jerky Boys in a funeral scene. I was on As the World Turns in two funeral scenes, because basically I have mastered this look. I am the consummate Italian mourner. Couple sitting there like that, all cute. And he's going, I bought you the jewelry. Leave me alone. I bought you the jewelry. Good. It's great. It's also a musical instrument if you do this. It's very nice. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. Me! I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks me age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. Old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. So my husband, how many married, we got married people here? Front row, of course. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know about your husband. So my husband will confess anything if I give him the wife look. This look.
What? Is this about the milk? Because there was enough for a cup of coffee when I put it back in the fridge. What? Was this about the last piece of cake you were saving as a treat? I'm not hungry! What? Is this about the body I buried under the steps?
You ate my last piece of cake? I tell you, it's hard work. Marriage is hard work. I've been married a very long time. And now the secret to being married a very long time is you've got to have date night. You got to have date night. Twice a week, you go out, you have good food, good company, good wine. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. My husband's always on this kind of a fad diet kick. Always on a fad diet. He's always doing whatever the latest one. He does the rose nuts. I call it the nuts diet because it's like a rose deal, but all nuts. And then he got one. Well, now it's coconuts and bananas. That's all he's going to eat, told me. I'm just eating coconuts and bananas. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. I tried to put him on Weight Watchers, but I got tired of him asking, what's the point? Now I know who did it. Yeah, it's a tough thing there. And if you go on with that, but it's fun. It's fun being married. I've got to hire this here a little bit. You know what? Good news. They just released A Cure for Insomnia. Lincoln on DVD. He got the award because the best. Did anyone ever see Lincoln to say, that was Lincoln? No, the real Lincoln. If you really saw Lincoln, you might be a friar. Did you just call the real Lincoln? And then, you know, for doing the voice. And then I liked the relationship, the marriage relationship that he had with his wife in there. And I thought it was so cute because it was like, gee, Mary, what's going on? Why'd everybody, there's a war. Shut up, Mary, you're crazy. Gee, Mary, well, why is everybody wearing blue and gray? Don't we have any other colors? What? Oh, shut up, Mary, you're crazy. What are we doing tonight, Mary? What? No, it wouldn't kill me to go to the theater. Knock that right in, you.
Yeah, then also Le Mis. True to its name, I came out more miserable than I went in. And it was long. If the movie is too long and it sounds like the same song, then no doubt you're trapped here watching Les Mis. I had a dream this film would end, but it went on and on forever. Thank you. Yeah, that comedian can belt, can't he? Yeah, when I was little, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish, but I always knew who the villain in the film was because she was always that skinny little woman, all dressed in black. Her hair, always in a bun. She'd always be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box. At the bottom of the staircase would always be a beautiful young woman who'd say, "Hola. And the woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Oh, so está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would fall, the box bounce down the stairs. Boom, 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 land in her feet. She'd go, "Ah!" And the top would go, "Ha, ha, 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 ha." And that was every film I saw over and over again. Wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet, I'm a shark, I'm a jet, I'm a shark. Hurricane, sugarcane, and double brands on explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? But like all moms from all cultures, she had her mom wisdom that she liked to impart these cliches, or glitches, as she called them. Mira, Nancy, listen to this glitches. It's going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You've got to take that beef with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. What? What? You can, that's why I went into comedy, because of that. Now, I do have a child, and, you know, I want to be absolutely honest with him. I'll never forget the day my little boy went to me, "Mommy, where do babies come from?" And I was going to be so absolutely honest, so I turned and looked into his innocent little eyes and said, "Well, honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka." Misinformed like I was growing up, because I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it and I'd go, "Ow! Ow! Your head's on the landing! If you send your parents, how do you expect to have a baby?" And for the longest time, until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. I was so misinformed on that. Too. Oh, they have so much. I just want to say, this is great. I feel so flashy in my... I feel like I have to create a whole new act around my jewelry. And then I went there and felt powerful. I was empowered by my jewelry. It's just like, it's a fun thing. Now, I don't know about you, but when I go shopping, okay, I don't like to think of this right here as my chest. No. I like to think of this as the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day. French fry, ketchup, bonus, whee! And I don't think of these as breasts. No, I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, say you're in a grocery store and you're trying to reach something. "Excuse me, sir, can you get me that?" "Oh, excuse me, sir, can you get me that?" Time to break out the big gun. "Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? And maybe that up there. And those two items up there. Oh, you're such a nice man." All right, we're going to keep it moving now. I'll leave you with one joke because you need a joke for tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
All right. What do 60 Minutes and Italian grandmothers have in common?
What?
Thank you very much, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you,
Julie. And there you have it. This has been What's the Buzz in New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in today. Big kiss. Bye-bye. Don't forget, buy my books on Amazon, Nancy Lombardo. Funny late.